Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. From among a large number of disciples, Jesus chooses 12 apostles. These men were to be his close associates, those he would send out. The choosing of the 12 was a major decision Jesus took in the beginning stage of his ministry. But he prepared for this moment by a long night of prayer. The night of prayer by Jesus was a fruitful conversation with his Father. Here, Jesus teaches us the need to live a life of constant prayer and deep friendship with God. In our lives, we sometimes face long symbolic nights of intense thoughts when we are considering some major decision which will dramatically affect our lives and the lives of those around us. There can be moments when we are troubled by the unknown future ramifications of the decision we want to take. Such symbolic nights can be moments of desolation and confusion. But Jesus gives a new meaning and direction to such moments. They must be turned into moments of filial conversation with the one who holds the future. We do not know the future, but we do know he who holds the future. A life of constant prayer and regular meditation turns out to be a life that is a journey with God. It turns out to be a life in which the dark night of desolation is enlightened by the comforting presence of God. And so, when we turn to God daily in prayer and meditation, particularly in moments of a major project or decision in our life, we come down like Jesus in the Gospel to stand on a level ground of strength and peace. Where the dark night of intense thoughts is turned to the bright dawn of insight. It is the moment when, like Jesus, who came down to cure the sick, we receive the grace and strength to face the challenges of everyday life. And that is what we need as we journey on in life.